With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the United States seizing an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela amid mounting tensions with the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump did not immediately offer additional details.
You'll discuss that with the appropriate people later on, but no, it was seized for a very good reason.
The announcement came at an unrelated roundtable at the White House as the administration has undertaken a large military buildup and a series of deadly strikes on boats that it has alleged are carrying drugs in the Caribbean. It's the Trump administration's latest push to increase pressure on Maduro, who has been charged with narco-terrorism in the U.S. The seizure is led by the U.S. Coast Guard and supported by the Navy, according to U.S. officials not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on a condition of anonymity. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Well, the House has given approval to a defense policy bill authorizing $900 billion in military programs. The bill includes a pay hike for enlisted troops and an overhaul of just how the Department of Defense buys weapons. It is considered to be a temporary setback for the White House. More on that story now from correspondent Julie Walker.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to stop deploying National Guard troops in Los Angeles, granting a preliminary injunction sought by California, with the state calling it a victory. But the judge put the decision on hold until Monday. In June, the president deployed thousands of troops to L.A. over Governor Gavin Newsom's objections following violent protests. California officials argue conditions have changed and troops are not needed. The Trump administration says the Guard is needed to protect federal personnel and property and that they look forward to ultimate victory on the issue. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. The Supreme Court revives a religious freedom case.
The justices have killed a lower court ruling against a group of Amish families who are suing the state of New York for removing a religious exemption from its vaccine mandate. The lower court has been ordered to reconsider, given last year's Supreme Court decision allowing parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of a sex ed program on religious grounds. Since seating three new justices nominated by President Trump, the high court has been very protective of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Catholic Archdiocese of New York will set up a $300 million fund to compensate victims of priest sex abuse who've sued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the Archdiocese will pay for the fund by reducing its budget and selling assets, including completing the sale of its former headquarters. That was in Manhattan. This is SRN News. Pacific Northwest residents already dealing with widespread flooding, now bracing for more of the same, another round of heavy weather on the way. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
The first in what's expected to be a series of damaging storms this week triggered power outages, flooding, and school closures in parts of Oregon and Washington State. Drivers had to navigate debris slides and water that closed roads and submerged vehicles. Fire officials northeast of Seattle say crews used inflatable kayaks to rescue several people trapped by rising water. Forecasters warn the worst is still to come, with some major rivers expected to crest later in the week. Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal appeals court ruling a New Jersey law that permits terminally ill people to seek life-ending drugs applies only to residents of the state, not those from beyond its borders. More details, SRNNews.com.